98, the woman tells the social worker. No, I'm 96. Are you sure about that? Asks Nakaso. I don't know how old I am. The social worker asks the old woman about the A-bomb, but the woman doesn't want to discuss it. She just says life was hard back then. After her house call, Minori Nakaso takes us to a nearby cafe. She speaks about the city's efforts to take care of A-bomb survivors, hibakusha as they're called in Japanese. Right now, Hiroshima doesn't have enough housing for elderly hibakusha. There's a 3-year wait to get into a nursing home. Many survivors lost their families in the atomic bomb, says Nakaso, so they're all alone now. She says that solitude is compounded by the fact that some survivors chose not to have children for fear that they'd pass on the effects of radiation. Many, she says, are silent in their suffering. Nakaso is an expert on hibakusha, one of very few experts.
There is this absence of any research or treatment of hibakusha's psyche.
That's Akiko Naono. She's currently doing postdoctoral research on memories of the A-bomb. Naono says there's never been much academic interest in Japan in the mental health of survivors. And without having studied them, no one really knows how to counsel them.
I think that contributes at least partly to hibakusha's silence and them not being able to really work through their loss because they had to hold in themselves all the pain and grief.
To this day, the only major psychological study of hibakusha was done by an American researcher. Robert J. Lifton first published his work in 1967. He lives in Massachusetts now. Lifton says what singled out Hiroshima's survivors from survivors of conventional bombings was the presence of radiation.
I found that the existence of radiation effects rendered this a lifelong encounter with death, an endless encounter with death, which they could imagine and fear extended beyond their lifetime. So the scientific knowledge that delayed effects can occur and have occurred, and that radiation effects can be transmitted over generations, those scientific findings can contribute to this endless feeling of vulnerability. And it's not just vulnerability to some kind of minor illness, it's vulnerability to a lethal poison.
Lifton says that combination of acute danger and chronic uncertainty can have a devastating effect over a lifetime. And it's now been 60 years. The average age of a survivor is 75. Time is running out for Hiroshima's hibakusha.
There is a constant preoccupation now about their own old age and death and the loss of direct witnesses. The survivors themselves, the people who were there, have a kind of maximum authority. In a way, psychologically, they are closest to the dead and they speak for the dead. They sense this and they fear that the message will be lost.
That's what's driving some hibakusha.